Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I just posted your weather report. Chief Meteorologist Seth Payne.
It's raining sideways.
Sideways!
No, that's a Forrest Gump voice.
So oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen Forrest Gump, Sean?
Yes, I've seen Forrest Gump many times.
Don't act like it's stupid that I asked if you've seen Forrest Gump when you haven't seen Gladiator or had not seen Gladiator.
That's a fair point. I have no defense of that. I've now seen Gladiator, though.
I haven't seen a lot of the stupid sports movies. I haven't seen Mighty Ducks 1 through 19 or anything.
I haven't either.
Seen The Little Giants.
I haven't seen
The Sandlot.
Sandlot I've seen. A little overrated.
A lot of people say that I absolutely have to see The Sandlot.
I think your life will go on if you don't see it.
Is that the one where the little kid dupes the lifeguard into letting him sexually assault her? Is that the one?
I don't remember.
It's kind of like, oh, look at this little Harvey Weinstein here. Oh, look at that. Wow, what a cute kid.
I've only seen it once. Sorry, I'm trying to keep my computer from getting rained on.
Text line, tell me which sports movie it is where young Harvey Weinstein gets the, it's a Sandlot. Okay.
This?
Aaron Raybould knows.
Aaron knows.
He wore out the VHS on that one.
Yeah, this is crazy. Oh, thank you, Aaron. Aaron's putting up basically a makeshift curtain for our laptops here.
I've got an umbrella that's shielding our electronic equipment.
And doing an okay job of it. The hated Dodgers are in town this weekend. I was looking this up yesterday, and Dodger fans still have a bug up their butt about 2017, when they, in fact, were probably cheating as well.
And they've got they've got guys from the Red Sox that are on their team.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. This is why I tell Dodger fans you need to get over it. There's only, I think, 2 guys left from that 2017 Dodger team that are still around, let alone the Astros, who have like 2.5 with Bregman and Altuve and Verlander when he's not hurt.
I think the problem is that they think that the Astros cheated in the World Series itself, which the report found that they didn't. You know, so Dodgers fans will do what they do, which is only cherry pick the things they want to believe from the report. They'll believe all the damning things, but none of the exonerating things whatsoever. I've gotten to the point where I enjoy it now.
Yeah.
Every bit of any kind, it's probably how Patriots fans started to feel after a while. It's like, okay, yes, I understand you're sad, okay?
Right.
I understand you're sad.
This is crazy out here right now.
Really,
I'm just going to say, like, it's coming down.
I feel so. You and I under this umbrella, I feel like we're in a pup tent.
Yeah, we're camping.
Like,
I've never gone camping with you before.
Tell ghost stories.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Can we? Do they? Hey,
never
Aaron.
Gone camping. You never will.
We're co-hosts. We got to go do things together. It's like a buddy sitcom.
We have a little retreat.
Yeah.
We'll go hiking through.
That'd be fun. We'll have a dark retreat. We'll have an ayahuasca retreat. All kinds of you and I will do a retreat.
We'll do an ayahuasca retreat.
Oh, that'd be so
fun. Somewhere in West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
walk into a diner and ask if they have ayahuasca.
Yeah. So the Dodgers are in town. So that'll be fun this weekend. Bobby Slowick was on Chris Long's podcast, the Green Light Pod. And it dropped yesterday. Some interesting things in here that Bobby Slowick had about the Texans and about C.J. Stroud. CJ is one of those dudes, man, he's not afraid to drop a text to people at 11:30 at night about football and such. Here's Bobby Slowick with Chris Long.
What do you think is the thing about him that stands out to you that makes him not a 22, 23-year-old kid? Because when I watch him, it's apparent to me that he's like a veteran.
Yeah, it ties right to that tireless competitor and worker to the point where he probably needs to get more sleep. Like really, he'll be up watching film, and this isn't even game plan time. And when we're talking right now in training camp, he's sending texts to receivers, to coaches, to everybody from film, of clips of how he wants to make some adjustments, things he's thinking through the course of plays. And it's like 11:30 p.m. man, go to sleep, CJ, come on, man. So, but he works, and it's endless. He cares a lot. He wants to win at everything. He wants to be the best at everything, which I think you would agree is a common trait with all the guys that become fantastic football players. And he really embraces that, not to mention he's extremely talented on top of all of that.
You know who probably doesn't like hearing that? Arizona Cardinals fans. Where the dynamic where Kyler Murray had it written into his contract that he'd spend at least 5 hours working away from the facility on football during the week.
I wonder. That's funny. You're right. Kyler Murray, who needed discipline written into his deal.
Kyler Murray's asking for cheat codes for video games at 11 p.m. at night, while C.J. Stroud is...
C.J.'s up trying to figure out how to combat 52 stack monster.
Yeah. Kyler Murray's asking Cliff Kingsbury how to talk to girls. Well, hey, Cliff, you got any good lines for me? I'm out of the club.
And
Cliff's like, I'm here too. Look to your left.
Where are you at? YWA.
Kingsbury.
Where are you at?
I can't believe a team hired Cliff Kingsbury as their offensive coordinator.
I can't believe they hired him as the head coach.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like it's worse. I think it's worse that that Washington hired him as an offensive coordinator.
Yes.
Because in his time as head coach, he proved that he's not actually an NFL offensive coordinator.
Correct.
He should be back in college. The problem is probably that Cliff Kingsbury probably doesn't jibe with his. Cliff Kingsbury, he's moved on to an age where he's got a different dating pool.
He's
got to
be careful. Yeah. Do you think that's normal? Do you think what CJ, what they're talking about there? Do you think like the hardcore, the best, like the Joe Burrows and the Pat Mahomes of the world, or that? Like CJ is a football nerd.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to tell because they all hashtag grind about it. Mm-hmm. You know, they all put on Instagram or whatever about how much they're working, and some guys are full of crap and some guys are genuinely the real deal.
I think
he's a little bit above and beyond. I think there is a I don't think Slowik was just when Slowik said I'm serious about CJ needing more sleep. That's something that Tom Brady would be a good resource for CJ with, because Tom Brady has talked a lot about you got to find that balance of, you know, to keep honed and to stay fresh, mm-hmm. you got to work really, really efficiently, because your tendency is to want to just keep finding out more. And that's when you got to remember, like, oh, I am an athlete,
yep.
and I need my body to be as rested as possible. Don't worry, everybody. That's just a lightning alert.
That's just a lightning alert.
That's not an air raid warning or anything like
There's
that.
There's sheets of water coming down.
Yeah.
How is it raining underneath? How am I getting rain on my back? How is that happening?
That's
crazy.
Just sweat. You're just here grinding. You're grinding like
60
CJ.
Degrees out.
Yeah,
I'm grinding.
That's how hard you're grinding
gotta,
on this.
You know
on this,
text some
on this Slowik audio.
Google in my phone is not awake yet. I need to text them like CJ Stroud.
And also too dumb to put on a do not disturb.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think I think with CJ, it's probably going to be about that. You know, there was a point midway through the season last year. Do you remember when it just seemed like in the press conferences he looked tired. He looked kind of just weary, and I think he probably figured out how to find some balance last year and to weigh all those things that he wants to do in terms of learning about the opponent, but you also got to balance it out with enough sleep.
Yeah.
When I was chatting with D'Amico the other day, we talked about that a little bit, just how much things have changed because the importance of sleep is so recognized. There's fewer coaches idiotically thinking that they're going to be smart after 2 hours of sleep.
There was like a 5,000-word piece about this on ESPN yesterday.
Oh, really?
Like a long form with like... where they let in with Sean McVay, used to sleep 18 hours in the building, and now he's figured out that he makes better decisions. 18 hours he'd spend in the building.
You said he'd sleep 18 hours. I was like, that sounds
adequate.
Did I say
that? I didn't mean that. No, I meant to say spend 18 hours in the building. Yeah. But he would do all his sleeping in the building.
No, it's honestly, it's 100%. It's hilarious because they'll cite all this new research. Like, no, the research has been out there since I went to school and I took a class with, like, one of the world's first sleep researchers. The research has been there since the 90s.
I think that's the guy they're using for
Robert
this
Moss?
In the NFL.
No, this guy's old.
No, it is Moss.
Oh, it's Robert Moss.
Yeah, because
okay.
They said he's a Cornell professor. I'm like, Bill Moss? No, yeah. Robert Moss.
Yeah. He had, like, one of the most popular psychology. It was, like, one of the most popular classes in the school.
He's quoted in this piece.
He had spent, like, six weeks on sleep.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best things that ever happened to me because I knew early on the importance of it, and I would just be, you know, I'd do the old Irish goodbye at parties and everything. And
you
I just
still do that.
I'm not going to screw with my sleep, man. I'm dumb enough as it is.
You're really good at it.
So, but it's finally football coaches 3 decades later have kind of caught on to it, and they realize, like, hey, a lot of these really idiotic game day decisions that you see, I've known this. It's been so frustrating for me my entire career. I've known it's because these idiots thought that they could operate on 2 hours of sleep.
That's right.
You're out here during camp, and the coaches would be getting no sleep, and your position coach is telling everybody to go left – So you go left, and he's like, "I said go right, you idiots!" Yeah. And, you know, it just it's gotten a lot better in that regard.
I think so much of it is for show too. You know what I mean? Like that it's the stereotypical coach thing.
Yeah.
So it's this self-perpetuating thing where you feel like, well, I just got to be here for 16 hours.
Partly the culture, you know. Yeah. It's part of it is the culture where you feel like there's a machismo to it, and if you don't do it, then you're not grinding hard enough.
We're not building the atomic bomb here. You know what I mean?
The fact of the matter is, it takes a lot of discipline. Yeah. You know, because the thing is, a lot of the people who would be proud of grinding about, you know, not getting any sleep and everything, you walk in the afternoon and those jackasses were playing solitaire on their computer.
Right. They just
I'm like,
don't
all
use
right.
Their time
yeah,
well.
You're like, be more efficient and get some sleep. Stop hating your wife so much.
It's my mental break.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
Gotta keep my brain exercised.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Speaking of Tom Brady, Bobby Slowick, talking about C.J. Stroud on the Greenlight podcast, did invoke the name of the GOAT when talking about C.J. Stroud.
Burrow is a great example. Brady is the best example. I mean, we've thrown on and watched Brady. We've watched Breeze. We've watched Peyton, all the old quarterbacks. You could always – I shouldn't call them old. They'll get mad at me. But, but
hey, you know the shoe fits.
Oh, you said it, not me. No, but we've thrown on all their film. I think it's always good to take those and learn from those. And Brady was elite at doing that. You know, how he got to the top may be different, but always getting to his launch point in the pocket and then being able to navigate push and being willing to take what the defense gave him in between his special plays made him an extremely efficient quarterback, you know, and that's something that CJ is really embracing and even right now working through in a very competitive camp.
So how he did it was different. So Bobby with a sly little Spygate allegation there, I would say. He's like, yeah, Brady got there by cheating. CJ's not going to have to do it that way.
He's not going to have to do it
that way. No, I think that, that's, and we've talked about this, and it's one of the reasons I'm so excited that Tom Brady is kind of mentoring CJ Stroud. It's the boring stuff, and you got to be very judicious about when you take your chances and your risks. There was that graphic out a day or two ago from one of the fantasy type dudes that showed who was the best at deep balls down the middle.
Yeah.
Like in terms of accuracy and percentage of
times.
You
had a very graphic retweet.
Well, it was a very clear cut. It was almost a straight line of the league, like at a 45 degree angle.
Yeah.
It was CJ at the very tip of the shaft. It was like CJ all the way up by himself for deep ball accuracy and efficiency and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy who was presenting it said, and you have to also keep in mind that he only had a 1% interception rate.
Crazy.
He was very good at not taking the risks. So when he's throwing the deep balls, he's not Jay Cutler in and out there. You know, and that's a perfect example. Jay Cutler, incredible surreal arm talent, but never had an appetite for all that stuff we've been talking about, just the hardcore film study, and then also just using judgment and knowing when to take the chances and when not to.
Yeah.
And that's where CJ is really impressed. I think a lot of older guys in the NFL is the fact that he plays like a veteran in terms of how mature he is in his decision making.
One more from Slowick on the Greenlight podcast. The talk of training camp, Stephon Diggs. Here's Slowick on the Texans Pro Bowl wide receiver.
My experience with Steph and all of our experience with Steph has been he's exactly that. And truth be told, he's cut from the same vein as a quarterback. They are elite competitors. That is their number one thing. They will do whatever it takes to win, and that's Steph. He wants to be coached. He wants to be the best version of Steph he could be. He will do anything to do that. And, you know, his growth just within our scheme and his growth in his relationship with CJ and the other wideouts, it's been really fun to watch, even as a leader. You know, we have a wide receiver room right now that's got a lot of guys that can do different things. He's willing to give tips, tricks to Tank, to Nico, and he's also willing to listen. You know, if Nico has something, he'll take it. If Tank has something, he'll take it. If Mechie has something, he'll take it, all the way through our room. And, you know, he's fit in. I think I said before, he's one of us.
Yeah.
It fits the culture of our team, and it fits the culture of what we look for as coaches. I couldn't be happier with what we have going right now.
Yeah, that's look, and I think again, this is all early, and there hasn't been adversity and all of that. But these are the same things that a lot of people up in Buffalo continue to say. And the whatever drama there was in Buffalo, I always try to keep in mind that look, like, it's not clear that Sean McDermott is great at setting a culture either, or that he even should be the guy that to take that once very talented team to where they could have gone.
Yeah.
So I'm just flat out not worried about any issues right now.
I've long held the belief that this would be a 1 year thing with Diggs and the Texans.
Yeah.
The chances of him being back for a year two or year three is like 10%.
Yeah.
You know, I'm easily sold to. My Diggs-o-meter is up to like 15% or 20% now.
Well,
he could be back.
I think honestly, for it's a unique environment. It's a unique experience.
Yeah,
to be able to play with a quarterback that has the promise of C.J. Stroud, but then to also have two other wide receivers that make your job as a receiver easier too. That like that's an enjoyable and fun thing.
Yes.
That's why I always compare Stephon Diggs to Charlie Morton.
Oh.
That's the Charlie Morton and Stephon Diggs is the comparison
I
always make.
That one.
I remember Charlie Morton wasn't so sure he even wanted to keep playing baseball.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's introduced to what baseball can be like.
Right.
And he's like, now he's still playing.
Turns into a Cy Young candidate.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, we'll do some headlines.
He played seven more years.
I know,
he was thinking about retiring.
Still playing. Made a lot of money.
So you're right. I think Stephon might end up just being like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't need to be the highest paid this or that.
Yeah. This could be fun. I might enjoy this. Texans training camp day 7 is today. Rain kind of letting up a little bit here, but we'll see. We'll hope to see a lot of you out here today. It should be. Training camp's been a blast so far. Day 7 today. We'll talk about the Astros in headlines as well. Some NFL news also. We will get to that coming up next.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.